The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Let's go to Monday Night Football now. The Niners got the spark they needed on offense from Debo Samuel, a 57-yard TD catch, and went on to a six-catch, 115-yard night. San Francisco's stout defense took care of the rest in a 24-9 victory. That was the Niners' seventh straight against the Rams in the regular season. The win pushed the Niners to 2-2 on the season and 2-0 in the West. Nick Bosa feeling good about their D.
I think it's best in the league. That's kind of our mindset every year, and this year we have the personnel to do it, not that we haven't in the past, but just all three levels is elite players. So it's a group effort.
So far this season, the Niners' defense has been near the top of the league. After allowing 9 points and sacking Matthew Stafford seven times last night, the Niners' defense has allowed the fewest points per game at 11.5 and have the second most sacks with 15 this season. All right, let's say hello to the crew again. There we are. Hi, Mina. Good morning. From the West Coast.
Hey,
glad you could stay home for once. All right, I'll start with you, Mina. How big of a threat are the Niners in the NFC?
I think they're absolutely a threat. I think they are a Super Bowl contender precisely because of what Nick Bosa just articulated there, which is this is the best defense in football. Frankly, I don't see how you can argue otherwise. They rank first in expected points added per play. If you don't like nerd stats, they're first in yards per play, first in yards per carry, first in touchdowns allowed. I mean, I digress. The four-man rush is terrifying, but D'Amico Ryans, their brilliant defensive coordinator, has shown an incredible ability to dial up the blitz at the right time, as we saw last night and we also saw during the playoff run last year. And then the other side of the ball, you know, they've got an offensive coordinator in Kyle Shanahan who seems to always set up his skill players to succeed. The only limiting factor, I would say, and this has been the case obviously for several years now, is the up and down play of the quarterback. When he's facilitating and not putting the ball in harm's way, it's good enough. Of course, we have seen him make mistakes in the past, but for me, the floor is deep playoff run.
I totally agree with you, but I'm going to just throw a monkey wrench into that whole argument in this regard. You know who the person is to watch? It's to watch Kyle Shanahan. We know how brilliant he is in terms of his offensive play calling. He's done a damn good job as a head coach. We get it. Although most of the time he's won is when Jimmy G is his quarterback. He struggled at other times. Here's where it gets interesting. This need to protect Jimmy G from himself. How is that going to work in the playoffs? Certainly, you got a defense that's going to show up, and they can limit the offensive firepower of the opposition. But how much are you going to limit your team? What kind of positions are you going to put yourself in defensively? Because you're so rigid, you're so careful, you're so cautious offensively to protect Jimmy G from himself, that y'all are not as nearly as effective as you should be against the Philadelphia Eagles, against Aaron Rodgers, who may want to avenge the loss that he suffered at your hands last year, assuming Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers get into that mix. All of these things are things that we have to consider when it comes to the San Francisco 49ers, because clearly Shanahan has proven on a multitude of occasions that he doesn't really trust Jimmy G. He's just prayerful that he won't mess up too much or he won't make the big mistake that really, really cost them a game. Doing that in these upcoming playoffs, the way we're seeing teams in the NFC look right now, I don't think that's going to cut it.
You know, I don't know that it's – I don't know that he's protecting from himself. Play callers have to get a feel for the game. And as you saw last night, Jimmy G did a pretty good job. They were dialing up plays, allowing him to throw the football. Should have had two touchdowns if Kittle could have got his foot down. That would have been the second touchdown. They got a recipe, like Mina said. When you look at the four teams I think that most of us are talking about right now, they all got one thing in common: lights out defense. Whether it's the 49ers, the Dallas Cowboys, the Philadelphia Eagles, and the Green Bay Packers are starting to get better, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So five teams that we talk about. The thing that they got is they got defense. And defense is a recipe for success to getting teams to the Super Bowl. When your defense is doing well and you're running the ball and the quarterback isn't making the mistakes, like we saw Jimmy G last night, he didn't make the mistake. The guy that made the mistake was Matthew Stafford, throwing the pick six going the other way. That was a major mistake. Jimmy G was pedestrian to a degree. He was, you know, 17 or 20-something, 250 yards and a touchdown. The big column was the zero, no turnovers. And if they can keep that down and run it smoothly like that, we might see him in Arizona.
Might see Dallas.
Sorry, I couldn't hear Keyshawn. There was
You didn't want to hear that last part. You might see them in Arizona. We might see the Cowboys in Arizona. We might see Green Bay in Arizona. We might see Philly in Arizona. You didn't want to hear all of that. You know what I mean? There's a whole bunch of maybes. There's a whole bunch of maybes and mights. Okay. Go ahead, Mina.
Well, here's the thing about San Francisco and the NFC landscape, but Keyshawn, not knowing exactly what you said there, you're really looking at a top tier, of course, Philadelphia, but then if you want to consider Green Bay and Tampa, I think we both agree would probably be in the mix. Where Green Bay and Tampa are weak is exactly where San Francisco is poised to attack, which is their offensive lines. I think we've seen those offenses, those quarterbacks, those aging quarterbacks are still very good. But when they are under pressure, they are not so good because of some issues on the offensive line, the interior in Tampa. I think you saw it right tackle. Green Bay got attacked this weekend. San Francisco's pass rush is going to make both of those two quarterbacks, the two GOATs, lives very challenging. And I'm not saying it's going to be pretty. I think every San Francisco playoff game is going to be pretty ugly, in fact. But this is a team that's built to win ugly games at a moment when ugly football seems to be winning.
And that is correct. You look at the offensive line and you look at – I'll mess with Stephen A. Look at the Dallas Cowboys pass rush. They got one, too. Let's not forget about them. San Francisco, Bosa and company. You know, Tampa Bay get the dialing up those blitzes and slowing things down. That could always be an issue. But if you just protect the football and you do the things that have gotten you there before, you certainly can get there again. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers didn't win the Super Bowl because of the great Tom Brady. They went to the Super Bowl because he was a part of it. He threw 50 touchdowns that year. But let's be honest with each other. It was that defense and Todd Bowles, just like DeMeco Ryans is doing for San Francisco right now. He's dialing it up all the way around. He's bringing slot corner blitzes. He's doing stuff at the right times that make all the sense in the world. So you can be a dominant defense and carry the load when you got a quarterback like Jimmy G.
Well, I think that ultimately it catches up with you against the elite quarterbacks that figure a way to get rid of the ball quickly as possible and compromises the pressure that you want to apply against them. You got a guy like Greenlaw, for example. He had 15 tackles last night, 12 solo. I know what this brother can bring to the table. We're seeing it. And, of course, Bosa and Ubikam and all of these brothers. But at the end of the day, I just suspect, and let me tell you something, I believe in the 49ers. I know they're no joke, but I just suspect at some point in time, somebody's going to put you in a position to make you have Jimmy G with the ball in his hands, with the game on the line. Can you deliver as a quarterback? Can Kyle Shanahan deliver as a playmaker for Jimmy G? I think that's what this season comes down to.
All right, San Francisco at Carolina. Yep. Go ahead, Mina, if you had something you want to add.
Oh, no. I was going to say, for me, it's about the conferences, Stephen A. If they were in the AFC, I would probably agree. I think the Bills and the Chiefs are in another class. I just think that the NFC outside of Philadelphia, they match up really well with everybody.
I know Keyshawn gets in her ear from now and then, but, Mina, it's all right. Keyshawn, Jeff Saturday, I know they get in her ear, but it's all right to just say, you know, Stephen A. is right. You know, he's got a good point. It's okay. You can stop this.
We'll see. Right. We got an hour.
It's all right.
You keep waiting for that.
You keep
manifesting that, and that might happen.
By the way, I think Mina's taller than you.
Mina's not taller.
I know she looked at when I saw her in L.A.
She might be the same height. How tall are you, Mina?
He's always trying to pit us against each other. I'm 5'6" and a half.
Never that.
I'm exactly 5'6" and a half. We're twins. Oh, we're the exact same height. Oh, my gosh, 5'6" and a half. But I lie to people and I tell them I'm 5'7". I want the exact.
Now y'all in it together. 5 seconds ago, I was trying to pit y'all
against
one another.
We were never against each other.
No, I said now y'all together. But now, 5 seconds ago, I was pitting y'all against each other. That's what she was trying to say.
You were trying to put me down. I get it. It's fine. It wasn't anything
about me. I'm not putting you down. I'm not putting you down. Your nightgown looks nice. I'm not putting you down at all. You know what I'm saying?
You know, Mina, Keyshawn, I don't appreciate that laugh because that was a real laugh, and I don't appreciate that from either of you. Hey, hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. You can now stream the most MLB games on DirecTV without a satellite dish. Yes, catch the clutch hits, strikeouts, grand salamis, web gems with nothing on your roof. So whoever's up there, whether it's roofers, Santa, birds, old-time chimney sweepers, moody teenagers, thrill-seeking raccoons, you name it, they won't find a satellite dish, but you will find your MLB games on DirecTV. That means DirecTV is your home for baseball this season. Root, root, root with nothing on your roof. Yes, stream your team. Call 1-800-DIRECTV or visit DirecTV.com to sign up today. Claim based on the total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Thanks so much for listening to the First Take Pod. Have a fabulous day.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Yeah, yeah, yeah! Yeah, yeah, yeah! It's time! You're the A-list in the house, as always. Not just Saturday. It's Vizy. Has no objectivity whatsoever. Molly has no objectivity whatsoever. Mina's got audio issues and stuff like that. She's using that as an excuse because she don't want to acknowledge the greatness of the A-list. And, of course, this Keyshawn Johnson, the ultimate hater. But it don't matter, y'all. Steven's A-list, okay, after week 4. Let's get right to it. Give me number 5, please, right now. Give it to me. Barry, the Dallas Cowboys. Why? Because that defense is real. We got to give respect where respect is due. See, I'm not like Sergeant Friday. I can actually be objective.
No.
Understanding you got a backup quarterback in the whole bit. You still won 3 straight. You're still in the mix of things. And the defense, again, is real. I got that at number 5. Let's go to number 4. Please give it to me right now. Bam! The Green Bay Packers. Why? You saw what they did. I didn't like the way they squeezed it out against the New England Patriots and a 3rd-string quarterback. I'll give you that. But bottom lines, they've been winning. Aaron Rodgers is rolling. The defense is what it is. The receivers, even Sergeant Friday admitted, excuse me, Romeo Dobbs, Randall Cobb, the rest of the crew, they're doing their thing. They're coming together, right? I'm putting them in my top 5, top 4. Actually, they ain't number 3, though. Give it to me right here, please. Bam! The Buffalo Bills. Why? Did you see that comeback against Lamar Jackson and the Baltimore Ravens? Did you see Josh Allen reminding everybody that he's that dude, what he could do? Down 17, come back, score 20 unanswered points, wins the game. This is what they do, okay? And this is, listen, they only going to get better because they're going to overcome some injuries. Understand the Buffalo Bills can't be ignored. They top 3. They ain't top 2, though. Give it to me right now, please. Give it to me. You know what time it is. It's the Kansas City Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. Travis Kelce, my brother from another mother. You saw what he was doing up in there, all right? Look at Patrick Mahomes and how, without Tyreek Hill, spreading it around, being a bit judicious, and the defense has improved compared to what they used to be with Spagnuolo and the crew. This defense looks a little bit better this year. They ramrodded the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They just call it what it is. They're the number 2 team this week. They ain't number 1, though. We know who number 1 is. Give it to me right now, please. It's the Philadelphia Eagles, okay? Jalen Hurts, a bona fide top 3 candidate for league MVP honors. Down 14-0, comes back against the 2-1 Jacksonville Jaguars at the time. They overcome that. They win the game. They run the football better than most. They pass protect better than most. They run block better than most. They got A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith and those boys. You got Jalen Hurts as an MVP candidate. Plus, they can get after it on the defensive side of the ball. I got the Eagles, the Chiefs, the Bills, the Packers, and the Dallas Cowboys as my top five teams in National Football League.
I'm going to give you a soft applause. Soft applause. You know what? Because you got one right.
Oh, Lord.
You got one right, what? And it's the easiest one. It's the Eagles. But after this, your list is straight trash.
Oh,
straight
please.
Trash.
Oh, please.
You have the Cowboys in your top five.
Yes, I'm being nice.
Who did, you
I'm
just nice. Told me nice. In the first segment, who have they beat?
Excuse me?
They beat the Commanders.
Right.
They beat the Giants.
Right.
The Giants got a running back playing quarterback.
You're in no position to talk to who has them as football contenders.
You got them at five. They shouldn't be. You got the Packers, and you just talked how bad their receivers are. You put them at four. They can't carry the weight. And then you got these two. These two got to get flipped.
Why?
The Chiefs
Why?
Lost to the Colts. The Bills at least lost to the Dolphins down there. The Chiefs gave one
Come
away.
Come on, man.
No.
I mean, they catching cramps. The and South Bills, Florida the Heat. Bills they were in Miami the night
the
before. They were
in there. No,
stop that.
No.
You
no,
can't
no.
hold that. And you
no,
can't do
no,
that.
No, those two got to get flipped.
Okay.
Bills got to be two. Chiefs got to be three.
Okay.
What about the Minnesota Vikings? We're just going to act like they're three. They didn't beat the Packers week one.
I'm allergic to Kirk Cousins. I'm allergic to him.
But you like Cooper Rush? Do you like Cooper Rush better than Kirk Cousins?
Well, hold on.
The Dallas Cowboys
defense deserve to be
– You're 20%.
20%.
You're 20% right.
20%.
They are too easy on you and your list. You just throw people up in there. No chance.
The list is
no
fluid.
Chance
the list
right
is
there.
Fluid. The
no
list is
chance.
Fluid. The list is fluid.
All right, let's see what Keyshawn has to say.
Let me hear.
Damn, man.
Bad.
I hate Jeff to go against you.
No.
But right now, in all honesty,
no.
Probably the best five teams cooking right now.
No!
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Speak.
Yeah.
Speak that
you
free.
Think
talk
and
that
the reason,
talk,
the reason I say this, no, but look, check this out. The reason I say this, when you look at Tampa, Green Bay went in there and unleashed on their defense. They just took them to the woodshed. They got after Tom Brady. I don't want to hear anything about no offensive line and no receivers. Then when you look at the Cowboys, you play who they put in front of you. You know that, Jeff. It doesn't matter. They knocked it down. They dominated.
Points.
They dominated Cincinnati. The Giants are a 3-1 football team. Even they don't look great. They still 3-1. I don't mind the Chiefs and the Bills swapping. You can leave them however 3-4. I mean 3-2. The Eagles obviously number one. I like it, me personally. I don't have a problem with it.
You tell me right now. Hold on. You tell me right now. If you put the Cowboys against the Vikings or the Dolphins, I mean, you want to take them? You want to take the Cowboys above all those squads?
I'm going to take the Cowboys above the Dolphins because, first of all, Tua's not even in the lineup right now. So that ain't – we saw them lose to Cincinnati when he went out. Okay? But, so that there is – we can't even bring the Dolphins up right now. They're going to probably go on a little bit of a skid.
Oh.
Now, who else did you say, Jeff? You said the Vikings?
The Vikings. Vikings.
I
can't mess with
Kirk
Cousins.
I mean, can I come in?
That's just me. But, you know, I watched them against Philly. That's
all right.
You know.
Mina, you're up.
Go ahead, Mina. God. I wanted to come on and give Stephen A. the business for putting the Cowboys on his list a week after arguing with me and Michael Irvin that they weren't even a playoff contender, but I've been diverted and distracted by Jeff Saturday putting the Vikings on his list. Jeff,
yes.
But for the grace of a double doink, the Vikings should have lost this weekend. They barely beat Detroit. How in God's name do you think that they are a top five football team right now?
They put the beat down on the Packers in week one. They find ways to win, Mina.
Week one's
weird. We're not giving points. What I'm telling you is if you face them up against the Cowboys right now, you would pick Cooper Rush and the Cowboys to beat the Vikings if they played head-to-head right now.
I 100% would.
Yeah,
I think the Dallas pass rush would beat the Vikings.
That's right. No.
They beat
a New Orleans Saints team that was
Friday.
Broken
Your
up.
Your list is trash.
Say again.
They beat a New Orleans Saint team that was broken into pieces.
Listen. When I'm talking
barely,
about,
by the way,
bam. When you're talking about the double doink, right? And that was painful to watch. It was a fantastic game. But even with that, they are finding ways to win. And you're telling me with the Cowboys where they are with Cooper Rush right now, they're the fifth best team in the NFL. If you tell me Dak comes back, Okay, I can give you that. I cannot give you a number five team in the NFL with Cooper Rush starting.
Sergeant Friday, let the record show, Molly, because you wouldn't do it because.
But you pay these people.
Let me finish. You hate it too. And you've been paid too. Here's the point, Molly, because Molly's not going to do it because she's a hater.
What are you talking about?
The matter is, there are two analysts on national television.
Oh, my word.
You disagree with you and agree with me.
I will take it.
And that's all I'm trying to say.
I will
say.
Take it.
I rest my case.
I will take it. I'll take
Stevens,
it.
Stevens, A-list, the list
so
is
bad.
Fluid.
So bad.
This is what I'm saying.
So bad.
Dead clock's right twice a day.
You said that last week.
It's a good point.
Five doesn't last the second week in a row. You said that.
Yeah, twice a day.
It's the second week in a row.
Twice it all comes together.
You're going to keep saying that.
Y'all let this man have a strut off. Y'all dead to me.
So
both you, Keyshawn, and me, y'all both dead for letting us strut off. Ain't living with that.
I got you. I told you.
Oh,
I tried to tell you.
No.
Stevens A-list.
No.
Brought to you by the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles in everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits, like access to over 1,300 airport lounges and a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. Unlock a whole new world of travel with a Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Have you ridden an electric bike yet? Well, you need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to more exploring time outside on their bikes. So they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range for up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's lectricebikes.com. We got a little update on Dak Prescott's status. The quarterback has been targeting this Sunday's game against the Rams for a return. Jerry Jones spoke to Dak's progress on his weekly radio spot, 105.3 The Fan.
I know that he's going to go out there every day and make progress toward being able to grip the ball. Considering the location of the injury, I don't know that you could make any more progress.
Is he able to grip the football now?
No, not well enough to play.
Okay, so Dak not completely ruled out, but not looking great to go on Sunday. I'll start with you, Stephen A.,
yes.
And then we'll just go around the horn here.
Yeah.
Your reaction to, you know, Jerry, helicopter something.
Well, I'm not surprised. My buddy, I mean, you know, he knows how to make news. He knows how to steal headlines. And I think that when you think about the things that Jerry Jones says and does sometimes, it's a motivational tactic, okay? And the hope is that ultimately somebody like Dak Prescott will listen and find a way to interpret it as being somewhat of a situation that calls for him to elevate his level of play so he doesn't have to worry about a quarterback controversy coming into existence. Jerry Jones is saying, look, I pay you, buddy. And because I pay you and I believe in you, okay, I expect you to come back and play at a very, very high level because this dude has shown that he's good enough for us to win games with. So if we can win games with him, there's no excuse for us to lose games with you. That's what I expect. You haven't stepped up enough. I paid you the money now. I gave you the money. You wanted the money. You got hurt. I still gave you the money. I gave you $75 million last year, okay? I got you over $150 million in guaranteed dollars. I expect a pay on my investment, okay, a return on my investment. That's all that man Jerry Jones is saying, and I concur.
Mina?
I think, respectfully, the only motivating that Jerry Jones is doing is motivating us in the media to talk about him because he is human clickbait. I mean, this is the same guy who suggested a few weeks ago that there might be a quarterback controversy. I know he denied it, but he put it out into the universe. Regardless, it doesn't matter. To me, the only thing that does matter is that the Cowboys do not rush Dak Prescott back because, as we've seen, this is a team that is good enough to win with their defense. They have the best pass rush in the NFL right now, and Cooper Rush has drastically outplayed expectations, including my own, as a caretaker of the football. Do not get Dak hurt. We saw this with Russell Wilson last year in the thumb. No point in rushing him back before he's ready. It's a long season.
Yeah, it is a long season. The fact that Cooper Rush can go 3-0. One thing that the Dallas Cowboys do have is a medical staff second to none. I mean, they got one of the best medical staffs in all of professional sports. So they are not going to rush Dak Prescott back. Even though Dak wanted to come back, you know, when you're a player and you're sitting on the sideline and you're watching somebody have success underneath your center's butt, oh, you're sitting there saying, how can I get back? And you know what the Cowboys are saying? We're going to get there right now. The Rams are coming up. We watch the Rams. Let's just wait and see. At some point in time, he'll get his job back. There's no need for it right now.
There's no rush. I agree with both of y'all on that point. There's no need to rush him back when you're winning football games. You can get him back in about 3 weeks after they lose the next 2 weeks to the Rams and the Eagles. I mean, you can definitely talk about it then when you're a 500 team.
Yeah.
But prior to that, you don't need to rush him. You don't need to rush him. And you are right. They have a sensational medical staff. They have immaculate facilities. I would know about that personally. I mean, you look at the way that Jerry Jones takes care of his players, there's really no excuse. Maybe to get them over the hump and to get him a championship before his days come to an end, maybe what you should do is threaten to send them somewhere else. Because obviously there are considerably worse places to be than Cowboy Land. So maybe that might be the motivational tactic that is next. This comes pretty close to it, but I have no problem with it.
Yeah. Speaking of getting properly taken care of, that's what we hope is happening with Tua Tagovailoa right now as he remains in concussion protocol. After the head injury he suffered Thursday night against the Bengals, only 5 days after he appeared to suffer a similar head injury against the Bills, that later was diagnosed as a back injury. The quarterback already has been ruled out by the Dolphins for their game Sunday at the Jets. The NFL Players Association initiated a review of the NFL's concussion protocol following Tua's quick return to the Bills game and later terminated the unaffiliated neurotrauma consultant who initially evaluated Tagovailoa during the Bills game. The NFL and NFLPA also committed to altering the concussion protocol based on what both parties learned during the review. Dolphins coach Mike McDaniel said Monday he supports the changes to the protocol and reiterated his confidence in how Tua's injury was handled before the Bengals game. He also said it's too early to give a timetable on Tua's return.
He's had a couple good days, but he's just trying to go through with the proper procedure and protocol so that he's feeling 100%. And if there's obviously any things that are giving him issues in terms of light and those things, then we will shut that down. One thing that we operate within this organization is that they know first and foremost that the player's health and safety is above all else. I mean, I'll always stay involved in that way from an enforcer standpoint.
All right, Key, coming off Thursday night loss in Cincinnati, are the Dolphins now with Teddy Bridgewater filling in at quarterback legit contenders?
No, I don't think so. Even to a degree with Tua at the quarterback spot, I never really thought when you say contenders, and I'm assuming you're talking about getting into the Super Bowl, making a strong run at an AFC title.
Exactly.
Game. Although they beat the Buffalo Bills, I think if the Buffalo played them two more times, Buffalo would beat them. It you know, the same thing with the Ravens. It took a miracle late in the fourth quarter for them to do what they did against a secondary that was young, inexperienced, and wasn't playing very well to begin with, okay? They came 21 points down. It took a miracle to do that. Then when you look at the New England game in week one, it's the New England Patriots. New England loses to Tua and the Miami Dolphins every single year. Now you fast forward to Cincinnati. Cincinnati had gotten better. They became a much better football team at home on a short week on a Thursday night. They wind up winning the game, although Tua getting knocked out. But over the long haul, I personally don't think that the Dolphins are legit contenders. I think they'll win some games this year, but they won't compete with Buffalo and Baltimore and Kansas City and the Chargers when they get healthy along the way.
There's a lot of things on my mind when it comes to the Dolphins. Before I say anything else, let me say this. I'm really getting sick and tired of Mike McDaniels doubling down on how they handled everything with Tua. I really am. That's just my personal opinion. Look, nobody in the game against Cincinnati, that happens. The fact that it happened fresh off of what transpired just 4 days earlier in against Buffalo, and you didn't take him, y'all didn't take him, y'all took him out the game, but you let him return the same game. I just don't want to hear that from the Miami Dolphins. If that's the case, why did the medical doctor that was on the scene and was giving advice or, you know, suggestions about how to handle them, why was he let go? You know why he was let go? Because somebody recognized that something was awry here. And so Mike McDaniel's right. It's not a character assassination against them. I'm certainly not questioning his intent.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, to walk around talking like you handled things correctly when this dude has to sit out this week, when he shouldn't have been in the game against Cincinnati, when he shouldn't have been in the game in the second half against Buffalo. I mean, with all due respect, my man, Coach McDaniel, just stop it. Now, to the Dolphins as legit contenders, yeah, that's a huge question mark right now. I will say this. Their defense is real. Teddy Bridgewater's experience, Waddle and Hill are as explosive as they come. And when you look at it from that standpoint, combined with the fact that practically everyone within the AFC conference seems beatable, then I would say they're a contender. That doesn't mean they're going to beat Kansas City or Buffalo, but could they potentially be in the mix and find a way to squeeze themselves into the AFC championship game against one of those two? I think so. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but they got a shot. And because of that, I would label them having contender status.
Yeah, Stephen, I agree with you on both counts there, starting with what the coach said. What actually bothered me watching that was just the certainty, because I think if there's one thing we should take away from all of this is that there should never be absolute certainty when it comes to concussions. And, of course, they did get rid of they fired the unaffiliated consultant, but he ultimately reports to the team physician. So right now I would say humility is needed more than anything on all parties. Counts. Now, as far as the football side of it, I agree with you. Now, I do think the Chiefs and the Bills are a cut above for sure, but the Dolphins are right in that next tier, and specifically, they are the sort of wild card team that can pull off an upset because they are explosive on offense and on defense. They have that outrageous blitz and then defensive backs who can make plays, get turnovers. That's the formula for a playoff upset. And by the way, I do think they're going to win this weekend with Teddy Bridgewater because this offensive scheme is very good and he can execute it well.
Yeah. Miami's at the Jets this week.
Yeah. I mean, I know the Jets are 2-2, but let's not act like, oh, my Lord, what a tough, tough matchup it's going to be. It might be, but I doubt it. I got Miami winning this game.
Okay.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com. Seattle Seahawks quarterback Geno Smith, who's played well during Seattle's first three games, was brilliant on Sunday while accounting for three touchdowns and 369 yards on offense in the win versus the Detroit Lions. Through four games this season, the Seahawks seem to be moving on after trading Russ to Denver in the offseason. Geno has thrown for six TDs compared to Russ's four. Geno's 77.3 completion percentage is the highest by any quarterback through a team's first four games of a season in NFL history. Keyshawn had something to say about it yesterday on KJM.
It's not taking anything away from Russell Wilson. What you must understand, a coach has a certain philosophy. And his philosophy with Geno Smith, he says to himself, we won doing this. Why would I pay Russell Wilson? Because he would have to pay Russell Wilson $200 million. Why would I pay $200 million if I can get the same thing I'm looking for out of Geno Smith for us in Seattle?
Well, I'd love to take it to Keyshawn, but we have a Seahawks fan here. So, Mina, I'm starting with you. Mina, tell me, has Geno been the same thing Russ was for your Hawks?
No, not. He is a very, very different quarterback from who Russell Wilson was at his peak for Seattle. But I want to start by saying this. I'm so glad we're highlighting Geno Smith because he is playing really good football right now. Granted, against lesser competition, obviously most recently against a Detroit defense that has been absolutely terrible. But I don't want to make, you know, too many caveats. He's been efficient. He's been accurate. He's made good decisions. He's taken not too many sacks, which is one of the many differentiating factors between him and Russell Wilson. My issue is just if we start comparing what he's doing now in this limited sample size against a couple of pretty bad defenses to what Russell Wilson was doing at his peak in Seattle, which was making incredible explosive plays, magic happen behind a bad offensive line. It's just a very different style of football, but it doesn't mean it's not working for Seattle right now. I think Geno Smith is playing very well.
Well, let me bring, go ahead, Stephen A. No, because I was going to bring a little context to this.
Go ahead.
We're not talking about Russell Wilson at his peak when Seattle only was winning games and losing in the playoffs. We're talking about when I had KJ Wright on my show yesterday. I simply said to him about the philosophy and what they're doing. And KJ Wright said to me, which I already knew, this is the recipe that Pete wants to get back to. A guy that can do exactly what Geno is doing with a defense that's solid and sound that can help them win football games.
Wow.
Why would you pay a guy $200 million if you can get the same things from Geno Smith for a fraction of the cost? He paid Geno Smith $7 million to do essentially the same thing.
Right. Okay, first of all. I get your point about the dollars because obviously it makes sense. It's a good business decision on their part considering the similarities that you're pointing to. But let's pump the brakes for a second, Keyshawn. We all knew part of the reason Russell Wilson is gone because he wanted to be gone. He didn't want to be there. His wife didn't want to be there. They wanted to get out of the Pacific Northwest. They wanted to go somewhere else. Okay?
And that may be true.
So what I'm saying is that's where the consideration came in, number one. If Russell Wilson was gung-ho about remaining a Seattle Seahawk and retiring with that franchise, we might be having a different conversation despite the money that it was going to come with it. Because remember, he accepted less. His guarantee was $165 million. And in today's quarterback market, that ain't that excessive considering some of the money that's being doled out there. Let's just call it what it is. As it pertains to Geno, Mina's right. The brother's been balling. Let's give credit where credit is due because we damn sure gave him blame when he deserved it. He said they wrote me off, but I didn't write back. And then he went out and lost to San Francisco the next week. But the bottom line is he's been balling. And I give credit where credit is due. And so when I look at Geno Smith right now, 77% completion, 6 touchdowns, just 2 interceptions, can move with the football. He's got some wheels on him. He's throwing passes. He's making right decisions. He's not turnover prone. Those are the kind of things that you expect from a Russell Wilson in the past. All I'm saying, Key, is this. Let's watch it a little bit longer.
We're talking about 4 games. The wheels could completely fall
that's
off.
That's what I'm saying.
There's no question about that.
Whoa. Keyshawn Johnson. You put Keyshawn Johnson, because I want to see his face when I say this. Put that man up on that screen. Keyshawn Johnson, you would be an expert on that because your former MVP candidate, Derek Carr, the wheels came off. You see what I'm saying?
Don't even start me because I like Mike Tomlin. Let's not get into the quarterbacks and teams that you like and all that. Because Pittsburgh, they might win 7 games. So let's slow it down.
I don't even think it's seven. We're not exactly a murderer's row up here with the teams we root for. But I just want to make one more point about you, Keyshawn, what you said about Pete Carroll. I do not think Pete Carroll loves this brand of Seahawks football because what you just described, the idea of like good defense, game management, that is not what's happening. I mean, if you watch the Detroit game, the Seattle defense struggled. Geno Smith had to score every time he had the football, and he did, and that's why I want to give him so much credit for that win. It wasn't just against a bad defense. There was the pressure on him of having to make every drive result in points, but I'll tell you what, that is not something that Pete Carroll likes to see.
No, of course not. Mina, of course, 1 game, but all good defenses have bad games. We saw the Tampa Bay Buccaneers get shredded
And they got a really good defense. It happens. I played on a Super Bowl team that had a Hall of Fame defense.
Which team was that?
The Pittsburgh shred us.
Which team was that? Which team was that? Say which team it was, man. Say which team it was, man. It wasn't them damn Cowboys. Which team was that, which team was that, Keyshawn?
It doesn't matter. I played for number teams.
Come on, man. If it was the Cowboys, you would have said it was.
But teams do have bad days on defense. My whole point is this is what Pete is trying to get back to. And he didn't feel like Russell Wilson being in the building and paying him all that money, whether him and Sierra wanted to leave or not, that is what was going to get them there. That's all.
I'll just say this, because I more evidence I'm not a homer. I don't think that was just a bad day for the Seattle defense, candidly, having watched them all this year. I think they're going to
You've been a homer. I know.
Mm-hmm. It's not going to be a strength of this football team. And that's amazing, by the way. Imagine going back to this offseason and saying not only would the offense be the strength of Seattle, but that Geno Smith would be outplaying Russell Wilson. I think that in and of itself is incredible, but it doesn't mean that this team is what you described.
Yep.
Keyshawn Johnson won a Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Man, will you stop?
I just said that. He won a Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I just wanted to make that clear.
He never did. He doesn't want me
giving the Cowboys no positive vibes.
Oh, my
man.
Lord.
That's sad.
He won a Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
I get
Tampa Bay vibe, good vibes, too. I'm good with both of them.
All right.
All right. Seahawks 2-2 there at New Orleans.
Only thing Cowboys got in common with the Bucs is they both play with state with no state income tax. That's about it. We can move on.
You're done?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
First Take fans, listen up. Have you heard you can listen to episodes of this very show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership? That's right. All your favorite First Take episodes can be heard on Amazon Music ad-free. But that's not all. You can listen to other top podcasts like The Low Post and PTI ad-free as well. They also have favorite shows like The Daily, Part of My Take, and Up First, all without ads. You know what this means? Uninterrupted listening, so no more cliffhangers. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts, so we know they definitely have something for you. And it's already included in your Prime membership. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to Amazon.com/First Take. That's Amazon.com/First Take to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh, it's time for a new segment. It's called Hopeful or Hopeless. Hopeless.
Oh,
I'm sorry, it just came out. I'm going to give you a name.
She resented the pajama comment.
You're going to tell me if you should be hopeful or hopeless for the remainder of their season. This is the order. We're going to go Mina, we're going to go Key, and we're going to go Stephen A. So please try to follow directions. Mina, are you hopeful or hopeless for Bill Belichick's team?
I am mildly hopeful. I actually came away from this loss to the Packers feeling more confident in the Patriots than I have all season. I thought the run game looked dominant. The offensive line's playing very well outside, I would say, the right side. They might need to consider a change with Isaiah Wynn at right tackle. And then defensively, I thought they played excellent against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers in the first half. Just that tight man coverage, pass rush looked good with Matt Judon. I'm not saying that they're, you know, a dominant playoff team or anything like that, but I think if Mac Jones come back, build on something he showed before he got hurt, this team could be better.
Yeah, I'm very hopeful. And it's one thing that I know is I know Bill Belichick well enough to know he's not throwing in the towel by no stretch of the imagination. And at some point in time, Mac Jones should be back. And if not, the Z-Man should be able to do some of the same things from a duplication.
Zach.
Because I screw his last name up all the time. You know, so I just call him the Z-Man. You know? So I think he should be okay.
Fair.
I'm almost allergic to saying this because of the last name Zappy. It just doesn't move me. But I will tell you that as much as I was inclined to say hopeless, I'm looking at this schedule right now. Their next five games are against Detroit, Cleveland, Chicago, Jets, and Indy, a bye week, and then the Jets again. Over the next six games, the next 7 weeks, every single one of those games are very winnable games. I'm going to say hopeful.
Okay, so big of you. Mina, are you hopeful or hopeless? I can't wait for Keyshawn on this one. About the Raiders.
I just, first of all, I think they're about to be 1-4. And I think if we were to have this exact conversation next week and they're 1-4, it'd be pretty hard pressed to defend their chances moving forward after such a rough start. Yes, they showed me something this week. I thought the run game looked good, but this defense is 28th in defensive efficiency right now. They should be better, but Chandler Jones isn't really doing what he did before. I just don't see them being an above average defense.
Hopeless.
Say it again. I couldn't hear you.
We're talking about the whole season. We're talking about the whole season. Hopeless.
Wow.
I can't even go there.
Plot twist.
Hopeless.
Sorry.
I'm going to say hopeless.
When he's hopeless.
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. It's Sin City. Anything's possible. Anything's possible. I'm going to go with hopeful.
He's really on one today.
I'm going to go with hopeful. You know, by the way.
Wow.
Quite dapper.
I like that suit. That's a nice suit. It's a great pinstripe suit.
It's quite dope.
Go get your coffee and go to bed, Molly. Get that gown on.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this? A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Claim based on total games carried on sports networks. Sports availability varies by zip code and requires choice package. Terms and restrictions apply.